Our Father and our God, we stand in your presence by means of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit. So thankful for this privilege and opportunity that is ours to feast upon your word. May the Holy Spirit take this hour and filter what's said so that truth grips our hearts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. In our morning services, we are studying together in the Gospel of John, and we have progressed up to verse 12 of chapter 1. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12. We have a very profound statement concerning the eternality of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we find in the study of the Word that all of the attributes of deity are ascribed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of the greatest arguments in so-called Christendom have been over the position of the Son. And many, many people who call themselves Christians put the Lord Jesus Christ as some lesser God, some offspring of God, something other than God Almighty. And clearly the revelation of this book, whether or not we understand it, is one God who reveals himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we have in the first few verses of the Gospel of John one of the strongest statements concerning the deity, the eternality and the omniscience of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that spoke the worlds into existence. We also indicated to you, and how well I do not know. In fact, I wish I had the ability to present it more clearly, that we are also introduced, and it'll become much clearer as we go on, into a second birth, an emphasis on the younger, the fact that man is totally depraved, he cannot please God, he cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, he is not subject to the law of God, he cannot be. All of these things are true of the human, which means that God must, by grace, step into our lives. And we're going to see that as we go on. We found that he is the one who lights every man that comes into the world. Now, there are several possibilities that couple themselves to that verse. The two prime ones, and let me just rehearse them very quickly as we go into our study this morning, is the Puritan view that everyone who's born has some flame installed in them by Jesus Christ, that properly fanned and properly administered by man and by his so-called free will flame into some kind of great fire, and that one will become a new creation in Christ Jesus. On the other hand, you have the free choice to extinguish that flame that is put in there by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's essentially the Puritan view. It is not so clearly stated, but it is, in fact, the Arminian view, and in that respect is probably the majority position. I now refer to that great expert who used to be the head of General Motors, that the majority opinion of a group of experts is invariably wrong. That's one view, that man has the ability to fan that flame into something great or to extinguish it. And so all of the importance and all of the ultimate destiny is placed in the power and the decision of the human mind.